Welcome to On the Verge with Kara Bradley. Weekly blasts of no-hype advice and essential practices to settle down, show up, and shift from crazy busy to high-definition, high-voltage living.
Hey everyone, welcome once again and thank you for joining me. I come to you just on the cusp of 2018. It is a couple of days before the new year and I thought I'd bring to you some of my thoughts and reflections about what I'm seeing, what I'm committing to myself, and how we can all make a huge difference in 2018 by just taking on some resolutions, or as I like to call them, intentions that are crystal clear, that don't have a lot of wiggle room, that will make you hold yourself, your feet to the fire, so to speak, and to keep you committed and energized throughout 2018. Now, I've been in this biz a long time. I have been in the fitness world, in mindfulness world. I have seen everything from step to slide to hip hop to every kind of fitness trend possible. I have taught thousands of people how to move their body, train their mind, settle down, show up, yada, yada, and more yada. And one thing that I see every single year is this cycle, this December cycle of binge and purge. Binge and purge. I see it every single year. You know, we put our lives on hold. We stop taking care of ourselves. We put everybody else first. We shop till we drop. We eat ourselves crazy. And January 1 comes and we swarm the gyms. We swarm the yoga studios. You know, we sign up for everything. We buy every fitness gadget possible. And listen, I'm not saying it because I haven't done it. I have done it, folks. And I just want to put it out there that this cycle is exhausting, it's unproductive, it's very expensive, and it really keeps us spinning our wheels. Why is it that we can't commit to our resolutions? I'm not going to get to the, down to the roots of the science behind habit forming. I'll just keep this very high level for us and easy to understand. But basically, it's that our words stink. Right? The words that we are telling ourselves are just not compelling enough. They're not clear enough. There's not enough why behind our resolutions. You know, we talk a good game. We all do. We find the new spanking squeaky clean journal. We write down our resolutions. We want to get healthy. We want to eat clean. We want to lose weight. We want to achieve, you know, such and such at work. We want to make more money and connect more deeply. But yet, we're just not able to hold ourselves steady. We're not able to hold ourselves in a steady, disciplined way. Why? And so I'm just going to offer you today a couple of crystal clear intentions. Take them or leave them. Make up your own, but make them compelling and read them every single day, first thing in the morning. All right, so here we go. These crystal clear commitments will help you to stay committed. They are less about me and more about we. We need to get out of our own way, because when we get out of our own way and we make our actions more than just the little me that will be either hurt or will gain, and we start taking it broader into our families, communities, workplace, society, world, into the well-being of the world, then, well, there's a little bit more that we're carrying than just getting into our skinny jeans, you know? The skinny jeans, they come and they go. We can easily just say, I never liked them anyway, right? But when we start looking at and being more compelled and more inspired to serve in a broader way, that our actions and every single thing we do or don't do, say or don't say, has a big consequence out there, right? The flutter of a butterfly's wings in China can create a windstorm in the U.S., right? That's the idea, that every action counts. And so how can we hold ourselves to that every morning, reminding ourselves. Intentions are just reminders. And so here we go. These are the five, and I write about it in my latest blog, and I'll have that link in the show notes so that you can see it on paper as well. The first one. So wait, before I say that, an easy way to remember these five is that there are four C's and one P. Four C's, one P. Four C's, one P. The first C is care. Self-care, right? The greatest gift you can give the world is a fully healthy you. Self-care should be always at the top of your list every single day, and that's not being selfish. It's being selfless. Caring for your body, caring for your mind, caring for your emotional state, making sure you get enough sleep, you hydrate, you eat well. That is not a selfish act. It is so selfless. And the reason why it's selfless is because when you are fully healthy, you are not burning up energy, thinking about, worrying about, spending money on meds, you know, taking time off for stress-related illnesses. When you are fully healthy, you're like a clean running machine. And you have so much more energy and just mental clarity and fire available to give back to the rest of the world. The greatest gift you can give the world is a fully healthy you. So how are you going to self-care today? What does that mean? What are your categories? Emotional, mental, physical, breath. I talk about it in almost every single episode. Right? What are yours? Write it down every morning. Hold yourself to these. Not in a way that is so over the top that you can't possibly sustain. Keep it small. Stay steady. Self-care, first C. Second C, connect. Connection. Connection fulfills us. Connection with ourselves first. Turning inward. Taking time to connect with the sacred, with the source, with God, universe, mystery, whatever you want to call it. Taking time every day to ponder the sky, to look at the stars, to take time to recognize that it's more than just a bunch of doing. We're more than just, as Scott Adams just finished a great book by Scott Adams, he calls us moist computers. We are more than moist computers. We are these sentient beings that are fueled by this miraculous energy, this unknown force, this brilliant, absolute, magnificent vastness out there. And if we don't take time to just sit with that every day, we get caught up in our own stuff. We can just bask in the glory of what's happening around us. It really does lessen all of those structures that we think are there holding us back in the world or separating us. And it connects us to ourselves, to our family, to nature, to animals. It just connects us in a way where we recognize that we are all one. One universal energy. But too often we're speeding so fast that it just slips us by until something horrific happens in our lives when it just brings us to a stop, full stop, and we've got to check it out. Don't wait until that time. Contemplate it every day. Connect in every day. Connect with each other every day. Get knee to knee with people. See them, acknowledge them, support them, be with them. Others. Second C, connect. Third C, contribute. Generosity makes us happier beings. Research shows that when we give of ourselves in any way, it fuels us. It's a dopamine hit. It produces serotonin, which makes us happier, which makes us and helps us to connect to others more deeply. Being generous of spirit generous of your time, generous with your money, generous with ideas, with acknowledgement, with compliments, contributing to the world, making the world a better place. Eckhart Tolle, who wrote The Power of Now, he says that he asked the question, are you polluting the world or helping to clean it up? How are you contributing every day? Are you sucking the energy out of your family and friends or of yourself by worrying and doubting and fearing and competing? Or are you helping to clean up the world by giving back, by giving everything, by being fiercely generous with your time and encouragement and support? Ask yourself that every morning. How can I contribute today? You know, some of us are in work. We have vocations that are just naturally contributing. Others, you may not feel like you're contributing at work, but you are, and you can, and you can continue to cultivate that. But it's got to be right out front in the forefront of your mind, not stuffed way back waiting for the day when you have more time. We know that time's never going to happen. Third C, contribute. Fourth C, create. You are a creative being. Every day you create. Every day you're in creative mode. You just may not recognize it. So think about how you can or already creating, how you love to create, what brings you alive. Is it cooking? Is it painting? Is it speaking? Is it exploring geography and getting to know? That is a creative process. Understanding and opening up your mind is a creative process. When we create, again, we get that hit of dopamine. We get that hit of arousal. We get excited. We feel like we have purpose. It keeps us engaged in the world. So think about creating as this kindling wood that keeps your fire stoked. You could create with your kids. You can create with at work. You can create on your own. You can create in the woods. You can make up stories or storytell. What is it that floats your boat? Get to know it, and every day, spend some time creating better systems at work, better systems at home, more beauty at home, more beauty at work. What is it that you can create? Because you have colors in you that are unique to you, and if you don't use them, we suffer. We lose. We lose out on your ingenuity, on your brilliance. Fourth C, create. One more. The fifth one, and that is to play. Are you playing? Do you play enough in life? Most of us, as we get older, we stop playing. We stop just playing just for fun, right? Everything's got to be, you know, goals. Oh, we got to get our 10,000 steps in. I got to walk a little faster, and we've got to meet these achievements and bench press this much weight. And you know, that can be play as well, but oftentimes we get so damn serious about it all that it sucks the life out of play. It sucks the life out of our free time. So how are you playing? I've learned a lot about play from my friends at the Flow Genome Project. We talk a lot about play, and actually play is flow, and flow is play, and flow is creativity, and creativity, it encourages flow and play. So this all starts to happen when we put these big rocks up at the top of our list every day. So how are you playing every day? Is it with your dog, with your kids? Is it on your own, in nature? Do you doodle? Do you do crossword puzzles? What are you doing to play, to be joyful? Dancing, music. So what I've learned from my friends at the Flow Genome Project, Jamie Wheel and Stephen Cutler, is that it is actually very helpful to have a hedonic calendar, hedonic, right? We seek play. We will spend $4 billion a year, excuse me, to play and to get out of our state of seriousness. So as adults, it is very helpful to actually schedule play into your life. Otherwise, as you and I both know, it just doesn't happen. throat is so sore from, oh, who knows, holiday, whatever. So, can you schedule play into your day, into your week, into your month, into your every quarter, and then every year? And as you go forward and forward into the week, the month, the quarter, and the year, perhaps they get a little bit bigger. Perhaps the yearly is that playful vacation when you climb that mountain you've always wanted to climb, or when you go and visit a far off land and just explore and be totally in the unknown realm for you, right? What are you doing to plan play into your life? So if these five intentions, these crystal clear intentions that get you out of the me, the small me, and into the we, how do I expand into the we more often? Care. Connect. Contribute. Create. And play. Imagine a world if we all had those at the top of our list. And if we committed ourselves to those five intentions, imagine the world where we were all feeling energized and fueled and had purpose and felt like we could create and connect with one another and contribute in a larger way. Wow. So why don't we just try ourselves this year? Why don't we just see where that takes us, how we energize others in our lives? And I will leave it at that. Let me know how it's going for you. Let me know what connects. Tell me if there's something I've missed. Keep them at the top of your game. Keep them at the top of your list. Maybe even put them on an index card and stick them in your pocket. Just check them out all day long. Wishing you such a power-packed, joyful, playful new year. I am so grateful for you and for the opportunity to spill my soul once a week, to let it flow, to let it ride, and let it rip. And may we all be happy this year. May we all feel healthy and safe, energized and connected. May we all live right here in this moment on the verge. Happy New Year.
If you're feeling fired up from this episode, please share it with a friend and review this podcast on iTunes and Google Play, and help me help more folks show up for their high definition, high voltage life.